Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. The mechanism early cancer cells employ to evade the immune system. In a recent study by MIT and Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, researchers uncovered a mechanism employed by precancerous cells to evade immune surveillance. Activation of the gene SOCS17 during early colon cancer stages makes the cells near undetectable by the immune system. SOCS17, active in embryonic development, influences intestinal and blood vessel development. Inhibiting SOCS17 or its pathway may offer a new strategy to treat early-stage colon cancer before it progresses. Over time, these large tumor cells can accumulate mutations, forming polyps that may evolve into metastatic colon cancer. Activation of the SOCS17 program in the earliest innings of colorectal cancer formation is a critical step that shields precancerous cells from the immune system. If we can inhibit the SOCS17 program, we might be able to better prevent colon cancer, particularly in patients that are prone to developing colon polyps, says Omer Yilmaz, a MIT Associate Professor of Biology, a member of MIT's Koch Institute of Interrogative Cancer Research and one of the senior authors of the study.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Immunotherapy combinations may aid patients with advanced skin cancer following kidney transplants. People who have had a kidney transplant are at a higher risk for developing skin cancers. Now, researchers from the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Cancer Center have discovered the optimal treatment combination to address skin cancers while safeguarding transplanted organs. The study, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, revealed a novel drug combination aimed at boosting the immune system to combat advanced, potentially life-threatening skin cancers without causing permanent harm to patients' transplanted kidneys. The regimen involved two immune-suppressing drugs to safeguard the transplanted kidney, along with either one or two checkpoint inhibitors, which activate the immune system to target cancer cells. Organ transplant recipients develop skin cancer at an exponentially high rate compared with the general population because they receive long-term immunosuppressive drugs to prevent rejection of the transplanted organ. This can stop the immune system from recognizing and attacking cancers as they form, says Ivan Lipson, MD and Associate Professor of Oncology at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and Kimmel Cancer Center. Neurons assist in the removal of waste from brain during sleep. Scientists at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis have found that brain waves help flush out waste during sleep. Individual nerve cells coordinate to produce rhythmic waves that propel fluid through dense brain tissue, washing the tissue in the process. During sleep, when the body is at rest, the brain cells produce bursts of electrical pulses that accumulate into rhythmic waves, a sign of heightened brain cell function. Cerebrospinal fluid surrounding the brain enters and weaves through intricate cellular webs, collecting toxic waste as it travels. Upon exiting the brain, the contaminated fluid must pass through a barrier before spilling into the lymphatic vessel in the dura mater, the outer tissue layer enveloping the brain underneath the skull. The neurons are miniature pumps. Synchronized neural activity powers fluid flow and removal of debris from the brain, explained first author Li Feng Jiangji, PhD, a postdoctoral research associate in the Department of Pathology and Immunology. If we can build on this process, there is a possibility of delaying or even preventing neurological diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, in which excess waste, such as metabolic waste and junk proteins, accumulate in brain and lead to neurodegeneration. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.